Hello everyone, this is Karen Huller, founder and owner of Caresume LLC. We help you manage your career transitions so that you can unveil your brilliance. Welcome to Caradio. This is our first episode of the monthly podcast series, Tales from the Flip Side. Our guests today will chronicle for you their real-life job transition and successful landing so that you too can be inspired and learn from their experience how you too can land a job that allows you to unveil your brilliance. Please welcome to the show James DeLella. He is now Vice President of Product Development at Vocalect Healthcare Systems in Pittsburgh, PA. James, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everyone why you found yourself looking for a job.
Well, I was coming off an 8.5 year startup company, and we had really taken it to the end of where it was going to go within our means to bring it to market in a meaningful way. It was an acquisition process dragged on for many months, and I knew that I had to do something, and it was certainly on my radar. Essentially, that's really what happened. And then I just felt time, you know, kind of slipping away. And it was the uncertainty. I didn't know how long it would take. So all of a sudden, my attention was really diverted to, you know, you have to make this happen and you have to do it now.
And what were the challenges that you faced that made you feel like you might be able to benefit from seeking out some help in this endeavor?
As I'm sure everyone listening knows, is that finding a job is a full-time job. I was still proactively on a martyrdom operation with the other company. So there was a major problem in the area of time compression and really truly being able to put in the time to be able to present myself, you know, as I knew how I would need to be presented, to think it through and to, you know, go through the endless, you know, the revisions and the rewrites and to really, really get it right. So time was a big, big problem. Another problem was to identify with the other endeavor. I really was a one-armed paper hanger and jack of all trades and really narrowly focused on any one particular element of that business. A big challenge was to, as they say, stick to the knitting and trying to narrow the focus of who I really was and what was my core competency and really where was I going to win, you know, where was I going to be able to land and really be effective in a new role with my greatest strength, because I was so diverse and I was in the forest, you know, too close to it. Uh-huh. And I really couldn't, you know, it was really virtually impossible for me to take a look at myself objectively and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm really good at, and this is what would have worth.
Those challenges, yeah, of having the time compression, of needing some focus, of having not being able to be objective about where you could add the most value, and how are you feeling about the prospect of looking for a job, and what was the outcome that you expected?
Well, I was not very encouraged at all, honestly, and you know, they have all the, you know, there's the ladder, there's all these other. There's all these products and all these people promising all these things. And it was just, I sort of felt like I was just sending, you know, sending resumes into the abyss, you know, into the void with the herd, you know, of millions of people. We all know, you know, the state of the economy, at least where it was. And so, no, my expectations were slim to none. It was very discouraging. And I was kind of thrashing, you know, I would say avoidance, avoiding it. For the longest time, and I really wasn't in a position where it was critical mass, and I had to do it, but I knew that it was approaching, and I was in kind of like an avoidance, you know, evader of issues mode where I wasn't focusing on it for that reason, because I knew I was going to be really disappointed and discouraged when I send out, you know, and I contact X number of people, and you know, we all know the math.
Yeah.
And you get two responses, whatever the case may be.
So how did you get over that?
Well, I mean, so in comes Karen, and not only does she identify, you know, what my strengths are and my really true value, and also identified things that were even kind of hidden to me, areas that I was actually quite effective at, and leadership areas, and just, you know, by the nature of the fact that I stuck that out as long as I did and really drove the whole machinery of EasyTalk MD, of that company, and really kind of took it for granted. You know, I didn't really see, because the situation with the partners and such, and truly, as let's say humbly, as maybe as special or as effective as I really actually was, because of the dynamic and the scenario within the company and within the partners and within really the state of the business. So Karen was able to help me really believe in all of these other things that were all really kind of foreign to me, because again, I was so in the forest, and it really was a 24/7, you know, operation for 8.5 years. So I didn't know. I didn't have an objective outside looking in kind of view, and she was critical, and it was a game changer. It was a crucial thing that happened, you know, when we met and I went down that road.
And how did the game change? Once you knew your brilliance, once it was unveiled to you how brilliant you were, how did that change the momentum of your job search?
Well, I would say that I would. So the next step would be being packaged. That's a whole other skill. I believe that you know, you surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, they say, but you surround yourself with people that have the area in the areas of expertise that I'm smart enough to know what I don't know, and I knew that I could never possibly package myself as well and as appropriately and as effectively as somebody as she could do. And that's exactly what happened, and it played out exactly in that way. And sure enough, as soon as it was, you know, the package was assembled, and this was not even a blanket universal, you know, thousands of contacts and endless, you know, it was not like that. It was a very small strategic, if you will, you know, a pulse here and a pulse there, and a couple, you know, social media, you know, LinkedIn, a few things, and then the phone started ringing, and the emails started coming. It was just like that. It was that. It's not simple, but that's exactly how it unfolded. It was a very simple process.
So your schedule and what you thought it would look like prior to reaching out to Caresume for help, and then right. What it did look like after you had the assistance and the package all together, you would say, much less overwhelming than you thought it would be, right?
Yeah, well, it was absolutely unmanageable before, because like I said, you know, it was a growing, you know, look, everything has a learning curve, okay? So to package yourself effectively, that in and of itself has, I believe, to do it to the level of expertise and professionalism and comprehensiveness and depth that Karen can do and did for me, she's been doing it for years and years. So there's a learning curve associated with that. And when you do not have time, it's impossible. And not only that, you're you, and you're just so close to it and to the process and to yourself, you know, you just simply cannot be objective. You can't in the marketplace and have an honest opinion as to what you can do or not do and are worth and are not worth. It's very, very difficult. At least it was for me.
So you started to see some momentum building. You started to see people reaching out to you, making introductions on your behalf, the phone ringing, recruiters sending jobs your way. Is that pretty much how the momentum looked to you? Is that how you knew that you had momentum on your side?
That's exactly how I knew, yes.
Okay. Absolutely. And how did that feel?
It felt wonderful. It felt great. And it was really, it was very comforting, because then I started to believe. Right, so I started to drink my own Kool-Aid, if you will, and I started to believe, you know, that this was going to happen. And in my particular case, I was somewhat hostage to the other business and to the other partners, and so there was a tremendous emancipation, you know, feeling of not freedom yet, because I hadn't landed, if you will, but just that I knew that it was coming and that people were recognizing my accomplishments. And I really started to believe that it was going to work out. I was going to find a place, and someone was going to, you know, give me what I deserve to do what I just did for 8.5 years. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I hope you don't mind me sharing this with our listeners, James, but I seem to remember you feeling like you were going to have to settle for something. Is that conclusion that you changed your mind about at some point during your transition?
It is. It is, and you're absolutely correct. I you know, I have some acquaintances and some former associates in different areas of business that are doing really, really well. You know, for example, in a sales position, very well, exceptionally well. But you know, the time pressure in an industry where the fertile time is right now, and it will dry up and it will change. And I really am not the kind of a person, although that was part of what I did, but that's not my best fit for me to be in that kind of a position to have to, you know, keep those numbers up every month. You know, what do they say? You eat what you kill. I think that's what they say, employers. So I'm not best suited for that kind of a role. And I was willing to really accept anything for a while, you know, for a little bit in my mind at least, because then you start thinking of it as a transitional, well, I'll just take this for a little while because I have to pay the bills or, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, fortunately and luckily, I did not have to do that, but I was prepared to do that. And then Karen somehow, I'm not quite sure how she did this, but this was a Jedi mind trick. And she was able to convince me that you're worth so much more than that. And you know, I'm just so grateful and just thank God it just all worked out. But I was completely ready to settle and take something really out of character. And I would not have been happy. And it would have been temporary, whether it was a year or 2 or 6 months. I would not have, that's not where I would have flourished.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad that you took a leap of faith in me and my services and did drink my Kool-Aid, so to speak, and started to believe that there was something better out there for you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the lead that eventually changed your career. How was it presented to you? What was the hiring process like?
Well, I actually received an email from a recruiter that found me on some kind of search, I guess, on LinkedIn. And I really, you know, I kind of knew that occurred. I didn't know to what degree until I started this whole process. But, you know, they're out there every day trolling and stalking and trying. And that's what they do. And I get that. And it changed my life. So I got this email and I don't even really remember. I didn't read it. I mean, believe it or not, I did not read it because I was so busy, you know, in the end throes of EasyTalk MD. Trying to ready the due diligence process for the acquisition and all this other stuff. And everything is just, you know, completely time tasking. So I didn't read this email. And then I think if I remember correctly, they sent another one and it was 3 weeks later or 6 weeks later. It was quite a while later. While, of course, I was doing something for Utah and I started to read it. And the more I read it, and of course, it was very vague, you know, not revealing of anything, very mysterious. But as I read it, it was like a light switch, and I said, you know, that's exactly what I just did for 8 years. Uh-huh. So then I said, I have to call, you know, I have to call this person. And this was the president of that recruiting company. And then once I found that out, then I thought, okay, well, this obviously is a pretty serious, you know, that doesn't happen often. And it's a pretty big recruiting company based in Chicago. So then the next step, you know, they called me back and they kind of grilled me again, very vague, very mysterious, nothing about, you know, no knowledge of what really it was. And then after that, there was a recorded video interview for 2 hours where I had to answer all these questions, and it was recorded in some kind of, you know, a recording service, which then went to the executive team at Vocalect, and they apparently, you know, they watched it. And then after that, I got a call within a day, you know, president wants to talk to you. And then it was 4 1-hour phone calls with each member of the executive team. And the whole process took about 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it was going out to Pittsburgh. This is a virtual position. It was traveling out to Pittsburgh for a full day with the executive team and then all of engineering and then every, you know, all the other people involved that I would directly impact. So the whole thing took 6 weeks, and that's exactly what happened. And they said that they had 25 candidates that they went through. They were about to pull the trigger on somebody, and then my boss saw my video the day before he called me. And he just, you know, the fit, it was just a perfect fit for what they were doing. And I was the purple squirrel, which I never heard before, but apparently I'm a purple squirrel. But the arc and the progression of my last endeavor is exactly what they are doing. So it could not really have been more of a perfect fit.
And how has this opportunity changed your life?
Well, I mean, you know, the educationally alone, I mean, I now have gone from, you know, we were a fairly small company with what I was doing with my company. And this is a, you know, this is a pretty large operation. I have 17 direct reports, and I'm just learning. It's thrilling, and it's nice to be able to go from a budget of zero to go from that to a couple million dollars, you know, annually, to be able to do exactly what I need to do, hire exactly the talent that I need, you know, immediately. And it's just wonderful. I mean, because I always knew that if we were funded, you know, if my endeavor was funded like this, then, you know, we were able to go to market in a meaningful way, that I was sitting on a business worth, you know, X millions of dollars, but that really wasn't to be. So to now land here and have those tools, really the financial tools, and all the infrastructure of a large company to be able to, you know, bring a product from science fiction to commercialization is really, it's like a dream. It really is. I mean, it could only be better if I was the owner, but I don't need to be the owner. You know what I mean? I did that already. Mm-hmm. So this is a different, it's a different thing. It's really, really enjoyable.
And how has your new career served your life?
Yeah. So, well, there's, of course, obviously the financial piece, which is, you know, that goes without saying. So there's all the perks and all the benefits that come with an executive level position at a company of that size, you know, stamp of the plateau of validity. So all that happened all at once on hiring day. So that's all just like a really weird part of this. There's the psychic income of such a validation for what I did for 8.5 years. Okay. That really is what it's all about for me. That feels the best. You know, somebody saw what I did and said, this has great worth, and this man in this role can really take us there. And that just feels great. I mean, it feels wonderful.
That's wonderful. I hope more people can learn from this experience and take that and run with it. What is the biggest takeaway that you got from this whole experience that you want our listeners to know?
Well, I would say that's really simple, and I don't want to sound, you know, lofty and like the Dalai Lama or something, but certainly you have to believe. I would never, ever, ever, ever would have believed in a million years, ever, I believed that my company was going to be successful or be acquired, and I believed that I was going to have tremendous success from that 8.5 year journey. I never would have believed that I would have landed in a VP position in corporate America with this kind of horsepower behind me and driving, really truly driving this new product development, this new initiative. I could never have foreseen that. I guess the takeaway is you really don't know where success is going to come from. You know, it was a leap of faith with Karen. And it's a comprehensive process, and you don't understand it. I mean, certainly I didn't understand part of it. Like, it was so detailed and so thorough, and I thought, well, come on, really? But you know what? look how wrong you can be. So you have to be in it to win it, and I won. And so you just really can't get discouraged, because it can happen, and it happened for me. And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it really, truly did happen. Just like that.
James, thanks so much for being our guest today, our very first guest, and sharing your experience with our listeners. And I do hope that some of our listeners have taken some nuggets of wisdom from your experience and can now apply that to their job transitions so that they can also find a position that unveils their brilliance. So if you're interested in contacting James about Vocalect Healthcare Systems or EasyTalk MD, I suggest you visit his LinkedIn profile at www.linkedin.com/in/James. Delella, and Delella is D-I-L-E-L-L-A. For now, we're only sharing these podcasts with our esteemed mailing list members. But if you know someone who would benefit from hearing these firsthand accounts of successful job transitions, please direct them to our website so that they can, too, join our mailing list, www.caresume.com. That's caresume.com. You will find the Join Our Mailing List form on the bottom and to the left of the homepage. In the meantime, we are always here to help you unveil your brilliance.